Welcome. So here we are coming to the afternoon session, and we worked very deeply this morning. You may or may not sense that quite yet. But to this afternoon, I would like to go into activating the sacred circle more strongly so that we receive a direct connect to this loving body. So we each have a loving body, and it's natural to who we are. It's been covered up and hidden and not recognized. And so it's a matter of uncovering it. It's not that we're creating it. We are discovering it and learning to live from it. And a loving body doesn't mean that you're in love with everyone. It's about being in a state of loving flow within yourself, no longer at war with your body. And when we come into this type of harmonic alignment, we do become the expression of the divine. It doesn't mean we're perfect as human beings. It's an experience within ourselves. It's a state of love, and it's a state of peace. It's a state of happiness. And so we're looking at, an inner state that can become very stable and that we can depend on. We are still subject to the ascension energies that are happening, but it is a place where we can rest in peace in our being, like everyone described this morning, and have it as a refuge, a way of living like you would imagine a realized being living. Very real, very embodied, but in a flow state within. We're just letting that come in. Beautiful. Okay. There we go. Okay. So the practice of being kind to yourself and practicing self-loving care is one thing. I'm sorry, I just have to take a drink here to clear my throat. Hold on. But to access the state of the loving body is another. So one is more from the personality, which is good, always good. But this other one is a little deeper. It's a more expanded, ascended state of being. And we, when we think of expanded and ascended, we don't always think of embodied, those two together. Very often we go into more of a, you know, state of light or frequency, but don't include the body. So in this time of transition, the body is going through a transition as well. And all of our subtle senses are waking up with the new frequencies. And this means that we will be accessing several levels of perception in our daily lives. And this is important because we tend to dismiss or not take seriously the subtle perceptions that we do have. And it's, we're going to know this loving body state through a more subtle perceptual ability. So as we go through this expansion, all of our being is ascending and expanding and becoming more full spectrum. And it's in this fuller spectrum that the loving body exists. I'm watching the teachers, the guides for the class, they're starting to shift everyone's consciousness. So we're going to go into the sacred circle now and activate it completely, because they'll do this shift for us. It's better that they do it than we do it. So let's go back to feeling our feet on the ground, lowering into our body and sensing our breath and our being coming into physical awareness, physical consciousness. And you might step yourself down through your spine, through your smile, through your proprioception of feeling your seat on the chair, your feet on the ground, the ways that you know how to come back into your being. Now, the energies are particularly heavy today. Now, we're having a little bit of snag in terms of aligning with the frequencies that we want. So we're going to go through another cleansing right now. And that's what the teachers are bringing to us. So feel your feet and seat on the ground. Feel your feet activate at the centers on the soles of your feet. Allow your palms to activate. Your root chakra. And feel the wholeness of your being. There we go. Okay. Can you feel your connection to the earth? The flow of lighter energy through your being? Now we've had this a couple times before, but the teachers here for the Sacred Circle are putting a new crystal, an etheric crystal, in each of our hearts. Before they placed it in our hands, but now they're placing it in our hearts. And the effect is overall throughout our whole being. So you don't have to focus straight on the heart. Don't use your mind for this. Feel your entire energy field, the toroidal field, and the axis. And we're going through a new transmission, a new download that is removing the old paradigm and replacing it with the frequencies of the new paradigm. And every time you go into your head to watch this, it diminishes the effect and you won't be able to see it. So relax into it. It's happening very quickly right now. There. We are attuned to the new paradigm through our heart now. And we greeted the elements earlier. We're going to greet the directions now. So we greet the spirit of the east. Of the south. Of the west. Of the north. Above and below and within. And the directions form a matrix, a crystalline matrix, within which is a sphere of light. And they're taking us through this attunement in order to activate the more advanced loving body. And I would say the most important thing right now is to keep your feet on the floor, to relax into your body, and feel the flow of energy. Don't try to interpret it. This is beyond the mind. So we're being taken to a consciousness that is a higher frequency than our everyday consciousness, so that we can have that return to our everyday consciousness with this living new frequency in us. There we go. And we're each being embraced by this loving body now, as if it was giving us a hug before it merges into our body and physical consciousness to become part of our new matrix. And there's an attunement happening with the third chakra for everyone in the circle. This is very energetic, very abstract, non-verbal. And the next chakra they're attuning is the throat chakra. Now again, let go of traditional thinking. And relax. And sense your body, the energy. And another attunement just came through. They're activating the light sphere in the heart. And now in the third, so they're basically creating an entire new paradigm out of energy for us, which we are doing in collaboration with Mother Earth and Father Sun. And now the root. The Kundalini is being accelerated. The crown. They're realigning the central axis. And every cell is activated with light. It's like been waiting for this signal to turn on. And for some of the dormant DNA to turn on. And the new loving body is being fused now. Now that the structure to be able to create space for it has been manifested. This is like moving from an old house to a new house where the old house is now emptied and everything's moved over to the new house. The loving body is coming online now. And as it does, it's kind of like when you populate a program, a computer program, your lineage, your heritage is being enlightened backwards through your history. And you don't have to know who your lineages in terms of humans. It's humans and star beings and many other forms of being. And now the frequencies of the loving body are circulating through you from the physical to the light body. And it's a new way of loving. It might not feel familiar. So it has a different emotional quality. But it is a beautiful foundation for the light of your being to be sustained and held in this frequency that is the unity frequency. So we're going to get used to a different type of emotion, a different type of thinking, and a different type of body. There we go. And this is not AI at all. I don't know, I'm picking that up from someone, but yeah, the development of AI and the development of this new consciousness are paralleling. And because the emotions and the mind and the body are different than we're used to in the evolved sense, we could confuse it with AI, but this is very living, very vital. It's so new. It's very different than what we've experienced. So don't try to project on it. Just let this frequency vibrate in you. It really is sourced by the one heart. So we're used to going into the emotional loving space. This is a energetic frequency of the love. There we go. There, now it's settling into our beings more comfortably. It might be more like how you picture the angelic beings. That we're getting closer to that type of being. And now there's a golden light flowing into our newly configured being. And we're regrounding into our new being with our loving body being our predominant consciousness. Your hand chakras are being activated, newly activated. And gold is the predominant energy frequency. And it's as if the entire planetary consciousness is being flooded by this golden energy now. Now we're going to invite all of our being to be immersed in this golden light. And help adjust us to the new frequency. We actually are raised up to emerge on a new earth. And many of the Native American stories talk about the first earth, the second earth, the third, the fourth, and each time the consciousness of the people is raised from within the earth to a surface of a new earth. And the old earth, the old history, the old wounds, the old pain gently dissolves. As the new earth is becoming activated. And so we are emerging on that new earth. This will be rippling through your consciousness for the rest of your life. Feel the release of pain and stricture through your entire spine. And this energy is now able to feel more palpable in your body. So who are you without your painful wounds and negativity? Who are you now that this is removed? It's hard to imagine. Each of our chakras is radiating golden light, front and back, encircling us in the pure consciousness. And A golden white elixir is being poured through us. This will increase our capacity to speak from this new frequency. It'll help us with that communication aspect. So when we talk about a new earth, it's a completely new frequency. It's not based or referencing old experience. So the meditation is coming to an end. It's gently closing, softening, and kind of packing us with the entire experience as we come back to our bodies. And with its soul parts that have fragmented off are being returned. that we're waiting for this frequency to be enlivened. It'll be very interesting how you interact with the world now after this attunement. But it will be from a point of power and love. And it'll be those two together. And it'll be a type of love where you don't lose power. It'll be a wise love. It may take a little time to break the habit of the emotional grasping kind of love. So take a few or several deeper breaths, gently, comfortably, kindly. And don't try to fit back into where or who you were. Let this be fresh and new. So this is an actualization and a glimpse of how we are evolving. And just try something right now. Try relating to someone that you love. Just picture them. And notice how your energy is different. Like you might want to push out and merge with them, but instead you don't. You maintain the integrity of your being. And the love surrounds both of you from your toroidal field. So it's an all-pervading space of love. That allows each person to maintain the integrity of the structure of their being and their alignment with their divinity. So it doesn't break through your field. Which weakens your energy. It's how we lose energy. Now we're still gently adjusting. We're not going to rush this or push it. And the communication is vibratory with all beings. There's a squirrel right up against my window looking in. We're going through a grounding, further grounding of this energy, and you'll start to feel more like yourself. But your bandwidth is much more expanded now of who you are. And this will support the loving way that you interact with yourself and the world, but still structure. Power, protection, maintaining, and the words are maintaining the integrity of the structure of your being. I hope that makes sense to you. So the center of love within your being has been transformed and greatly enhanced and restructured. Which creates this loving body that's in tune with the golden spheres of consciousness, a very high frequency light of being, but structured, and that's good. structured like a crystal is structured, so that the light is enhanced and multidimensional, multifaceted. And very much alive. And now the heartbeat, it's like we're just born and the heartbeat just started up again. So why don't we take a 10-minute break, come back at 3:20. Do not hang up. I'll be on mute and take care of what you need right now. And we'll meet back at 3:20. That's Eastern time. Hello, we're back. And let's see how you are doing. But anyone, why don't we unmute?
Yes, Sarah, one of the first things I'd like to say to myself is self, don't go out and drive a car right now.
That's true. That's true. That's true, Susan. How's everyone else doing? That was a little more surprising than I expected. So we're entering a new world, new earth. Did anyone have anything surprising come up for them in the experience? Okay.
Sarah, I was slightly surprised at how comfortable I can feel in my body.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, just total comfort. So it felt good.
It doesn't surprise me, Scott, because these are the frequencies your being has been waiting for. Don't you think?
Yeah, it feels great.
Did you start your acupuncture course?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yes. We'll all be going to Scott in a few years.
thank you.
Okay.
I had something similar when you mentioned about the new self coming in. I had the image of slipping into a comfortable, my foot into a comfortable slipper. It just kind of felt like it was just there.
Oh, I love that.
This is Kathy, and the delight of the milky golden light just filling my body. It just reminded me of like a warm wax candle being with a new mold, a new mold filling, being filled. It's just amazing.
I can see that. I really don't know where to go from here. And no one's ever heard me say that.
Because we're already here.
Right.
Yeah, I think we're all good.
Do you think we've fulfilled our day? I'm very open to any questions or anything, but I don't know what else we can do. Yeah.
Sarah, I do have a question.
Okay, Susan.
It has to do with the crystal. I have a crystal that was aligned with me. Will it still be aligned with me?
You mean you have a physical crystal that you have at
physical
home?
Physical crystal, yes, a physical
yeah.
crystal.
Oh, yeah, those crystals talk to each other.
Okay.
They do.
Okay.
After I had them all yelling at me for a week, I saw that.
Okay, well, thank you. I was just wondering. It was talking to me earlier this morning, so I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, so... no, they do. They're communicate. They'll communicate. Yes. Everything. So now you are the central vibration in your life, and everything is going to recalibrate to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kate. Mm-hmm. I have a question about how I'm feeling that I'm making a choice to be in a higher state of consciousness. In other words, you know, kind of what everybody else is saying in other words. It's being in the moment and saying, I'm going up. I'm going to look at my life from a higher soul perspective. And I'm wondering if that is a little heady.
Oh, yeah, we can get caught in that because it once we stop to think about it, because we know that up really isn't up. We know it's mm-hmm. more spherical, more multifaceted. But it's a convenient way of referring to an expansion. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. if you prefer to find a different way, I find myself going less and less towards the word up and more towards multidimensional or multifaceted, because it just feels like it's going in every direction. Mm-hmm. And that it's a pulsing that keeps expanding from the center.
I think my question is more about the way I'm holding it. Because to me, the going up means expanded. So that's kind mm-hmm. of where it puts me when I have that idea.
Okay.
But I was wondering if it is maybe a mental sort of training wheels to get there. I think that's a good way to ask it.
That's a good way of putting it. I like that. Mental training wheels. So I think that you're so attuned, Kate, that if this is being brought forward for you, that you're probably going to find a new orientation and a new wording. I think it's probably on the verge of coming out of you now. Otherwise, it wouldn't be up front and center for you. So see how it comes through over the next couple of weeks.
So keep going.
Yeah.
I'm in the right frame.
Yeah. I mean, when I connect with Mother Earth, I feel like I'm going down, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. it's really not down. It's into a sphere of her heart. But somehow with body orientation, it feels down to me. So,
Something to clarify maybe is that I'm sort of using the language of Carolyn Mace, who speaks in terms of consciousness as a building. And so, you know, each one of those floors is kind of a different level of your state of consciousness. So sometimes I may have a knee-jerk reaction to traffic that's in my lower consciousness. And then I remind myself, wait a minute. Go back up, go into the soul view, go into the higher perspective. So that's really what I'm saying.
So,
I don't know if that was any different.
well, I wonder if it is. So the question is, do you step? So the chakras are an integrated system, and they really are not like a building with seven floors. Okay. They're more nested and intertwined and crystalline dynamic. So if you move to one floor and forget that you're connected to the rest of them, then that doesn't serve you well.
That feels better right there.
Okay.
I got it.
Got it? Okay, good. Good, yes. good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Sarah, you can maintain your state of integrity when you're talking. Can you maintain it like if you're reading or watching a movie?
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Because I'm relaxing. The more relaxed I am, the more integrated I am.
And you're aware of that throughout the reading or the movie?
Yeah, it's like being in a state of more bliss, which you're familiar with. You know,
I've got that one.
And so we don't want to look at it that critically. It's like, okay, so maybe, I don't know, maybe I travel around a little bit, but then I just reorient to center again. And so it's more fluid. And I've practiced for so long, you know, over 40 some years with this, that, that it's my orientation. So the more you practice, it just becomes second nature to you. And I think you've seen that growing in you. Still there?
Yes, it seems, you know what, I'm not aware. If I'm absorbed in something else, I'm not aware. And then I think, is this a mind thing, or am I somehow carrying forward some basic, I mean, for me right now, unless I'm aware of what's happening, who knows? It's unconscious. I don't know where I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then let me put it a different way. As you build this grounded foundation, it envelops you in everything that you do. So that even if you lose yourself for a little while, it still is holding you. And you reabsorb back into it. Did that make any sense?
That's great news. Great news, because it just brings up that, how do I get back? Do I use willpower? Do I use awareness? Do I use intention?
Mm-hmm.
Do I use letting go?
Yeah, so it's the building of the practice so that it's like doing a meditation practice where you're using a mantra or some kind of tool. It's a frequency. And after so much repetition, it becomes part of your being. You know that. You've practiced different traditions and repeating mantra. And so when it starts to come alive in your being, it holds you and you get reabsorbed back into it when you're free. And then there's that living, pulsing energy of it that helps clear you again. So you don't have to worry.
I like that part.
Hey, you're getting there.
Yeah, I'm so gone when I'm watching a movie or reading a book. I have no idea what's happening. So
right,
this and that's reassuring.
Yeah, and that's good concentration. So, you know, the only thing you want to watch is that you don't get absorbed into something that impacts you negatively. That's all.
Sarah, when you say the ground, the practice, building of the practice, do you mean like the grounding?
Well, for me, the grounding is connecting so deeply, like we did with Mother Earth today, that I become one with the flow. And so I return to that automatically now, because the practice has become part of me. And so that's why I always recommend, you know, like 101-second groundings a day is really potent, where you, for just a second, feel your feet and connect to the earth. Mm-hmm. So that the practice starts to habituate in you. And then because you're connecting to something that's so alive, it starts to take care of you. And hold you. And this is developing that relationship with the mother that becomes so beautiful. And just developing a relationship with the mother doesn't mean that you don't end up developing with the father too. The mother takes you to the father. But as humans, we need to be held in these spheres until we become the higher frequency.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This is Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, there's just so many layers for me today. One thing, when you said that the new earth doesn't reference old experience, one thing that's popped in several times in the today is that old experience for me also seems to include some of the things over the last 35 years, as I've walked this spiritual path, and, you know, certain interpretations of New Agey kinds of concepts early on in the 80s and 90s for me. And I realized today that I have almost a fear of ignoring the potential message within symptoms. Go ahead. Do you want me to?
I can respond to that readily. If you have that fear, it's a symptom. So if you have that fear, it means that you're not in communion with the symptom.
Okay, because what I got today was like, I'm going at the symptom instead of communing first. And
right.
Whatever needs to come up about the symptom will come up because of the communing. And there may not even need to be anything, but then right. I don't have to go about, you know, I think sometimes maybe the language would even be similar, but the energy behind it and my focus is very different, you know, after today. And I needed to say that out loud and hear that from you, to sort of anchor in a little bit more. It's okay. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I do remember using that as a checkpoint, so that anytime I feel fear, I realize I am in the voice of separation. And I use that as often as I can recognize it, I use that moment to say, ugh, this feels awful. I don't want to stay here.
That's,
then I inch my way back in to my voice of connection. But it's because it feels so awful to me that is my motivation for returning. Yeah. I just hate it. I don't like it. Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I don't know. I think I felt stuck there, but I think that I've also been maybe afraid that if I leave it too quickly, I'll miss vital information that I have to explore. Well, what's it about? And more and more, I'm just feeling like, nope.
Right. You're not going to miss anything. You will get what you need from, like you said, by coming from the other direction.
Yeah.
You will. And remember I said that there's these threads that hold us to the old paradigm that are woven in?
Yes.
That's that thread.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And so just treat it like that. It's like, this thread's, I can pull that out, toss it out. But that is like the thread that I was talking about. Yeah. And we also need to, coming from the 60s, there every decade kind of or so, we shifted and evolved. And I know that the ideals that I experienced early on have grown, matured, become more full-bodied in all these years, and that we could never, unless we were some type of super master, go beyond the planetary consciousness, that we are traveling with the planet. So we can peek a little bit ahead, like today was a really big peek ahead. And yet we're still part of that evolution of the planetary consciousness. And we are that. We are the result of that, which is a good thing, because it means that you're connected to the mother.
I just want to say quickly too that another, when you said it's like we've just been born and the heartbeat started up again, I could feel that. I was surprised that I felt that as deeply as I did in that moment. It was very cool.
I know this was very real.
Yeah.
So what I'll do with these recordings, I'm also going to put up the transcript, because I think that we need to absorb this from as many different senses as we can, make it become full bodied within us. But a lot was initiated today. And then we have the solstice meditation coming up on the 21st. And so everyone here is invited to attend as my guest. It's up on the website page for a cost of $25, but you don't have to go through that. But you do have to email me and say that you would like to attend, and you will attend as my guest. You don't have to pay anything. But this is kind of a a lesson in how we receive things. So when you receive something like this, an intention connects you to the gift of the energy. And so by sending me an email that says, you know, I would be happy to attend, I will attend, anything that causes you to make a gesture in response to it connects you to the energy of the group that will be gathering that night. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So just let me know. And I think it's at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 21st. So we'll love to get together with everyone. And I will put up the article, maybe two articles from the Sedona magazine that are for January and February. I think that's all I've got. Unless you have more questions, I can always answer questions. Are we good?
Yes.
Oh, thank you
so
much.
You're so good.
Sarah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So great.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Blessings to everyone. And I do have this morning's recording up on the site already. So I'll have this one up by tomorrow morning at the latest. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you so much.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.